Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, eat a broken, ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad apples, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to roll up her 16.8% Jupiter OG pre-roll when she's drinking shots of JMO in New York City. The Big Apple, ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shag out. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Carver High this evening. And we are engulfed in the Pats and Rams in the third quarter, 11 and change left, 17-3 L.A. Carver, high. It was early and often. First Goff from 1 yard out, then they get a field goal. And how about the 70-yard pick six hizzy by Young to just let the air out of the bag for the Pats? And it's been all L.A., all Goff, all Rams, all day, and Cam Newton and the Patriots have been able to do nothing. They got down to the 3-yard line, and first and goal. They couldn't get it in, and they failed on fourth down. The Pats have not looked good tonight, Carver High.
No, they have not. And honestly, this is exactly what we expected, isn't it? I mean, we said it for the last 2 days. They didn't have quality wins. I know they had won a bunch of games going into this, but the monsoon against the Ravens. The Cardinals made a lot of mistakes in Foxborough. The Chargers stink, and they got a bunch of special teams touchdowns. I didn't think the Patriots were going to be able to score tonight. And so far, Scotty, they're showing that.
Yeah, they are. Do you think that from what you've seen, like so far, total really ball control and domination, that it's going to get worse? That they're just going to be able to finish him off? Or do you think the Pats are going to have any way to get back into this game if they could score a touchdown and make it a 7-point game?
I mean, first possession here of the second half, they're punting already. So the problem with the Patriot offense is that they like to run the football. They like to control the clock. But when you're down two touchdowns, eventually you've got to start throwing the ball. And that's just not what they do well. So I think that one more score from the Rams, I think it's done now. One more score from the Rams, Scotty, and I think it's going to be really hard out of reach for the Pats to come back here tonight.
So in this game, believe it or not, Newton, 9 of 14, 119 yards with the pick six, Hizzy. And then Goff's 11 of 18, 96 yards with a pick. That was the pass that he threw low down to the ankles, and then the guy for the Patriots ended up picking it off, right? And then he ran into the end zone. They thought they had a score, but they got him down on contact. And then after that point, they got down to the goal line, couldn't score. So even after the pick, they couldn't finish the deal off, and they've just struggled. When you see him, Cam Newton at quarterback, you know, I've talked about him with Adam Kaplan on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid that, you know, the future for me, like thinking about it, is not going to include him in New England. Like they've had a nice body of work here the whole season. I know he had COVID. I think that really hurt him, but he's come back. He started playing really well and now average again. Do you think he's just been so average? And hold that thought that they won't bring him back to the Patriots and they have no starting quarterback because I don't believe in Stidham either. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, north, south, east, west, everywhere. Sports Grid Radio, Overnights, I Know You Love It, Pharrell on the Bench, Sports Rage, Bagels Bad Beats. Of course, Brian Blessing doing 2 to 4 in the afternoon, East Coast time, 11 to 1 west. On his show from Vegas. We got it all going on Sports Grid Radio and on Mightier 1090 in Southern California. And starting January 7th, we'll be on Sirius XM channel 204 as we go to the planet with no oxygen, which is going to be awesome, especially for us being on here in New York. We live in New York City. And Carver High has been very disappointed that I think, what, for like the last 9 years we haven't been on? That sucks.
Something like Carver that, right?
What's that?
Something like that, right?
Something like that. Well, I'll tell you what, it bothers me. I don't know about you. It bothers me. So not much bothers me overall with doing the show, but that's one thing that's bothered me. You knew that the whole time we were at CBS. That bothered me. Constantly said that to you. At least I think I did. So let's go back to Cam Newton. Do you think he'll be a part of the Patriots in 4 weeks when they're done playing?
I do not. I think that this will be the end of the road for him. I think that Bill is going to attempt to acquire a young quarterback. I think he knows that he doesn't have it on his team right now. But I don't know. I think that this is a one and done for Cam. Is he showing you enough that he could do it somewhere else? Maybe. But I don't think it's going to be with New England.
So do you believe that he'll be finished as a starting quarterback in the NFL no matter what, that if he plays football again, it'll be as a backup on some team?
I'm sure there's some hack team out there that'll give him a chance to start.
I mean, do you think he's better than all the hacks that are out there now that are playing backup quarterback? Because I think there's slews of them.
Nah, I think he's going to be kind of just in the mix with all these other guys that are in, you know, middle to bottom tier. I mean, that's kind of what he is right now.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. All right, Pharrell on the Bench, we're raging tonight watching the Thursday Nighter.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell on a bench with you. So just so you know, like today on Coast to Coast, we were talking about games tonight. And I think I told you, remember you put up that Oregon State game. I told you I like Portland in that. Am I imagining things? I could have sworn that happened for college basketball tonight, right? And I know for a fact, because I put that on PharrellOnTheBench.com as my number three play. I took Portland in 13.5. They're up right now 83-80 on Oregon State, at Oregon State in Corvallis. And it's in overtime with under a minute to go in the extra session. So that'd be huge for Portland, a huge upset, right? San Francisco's beating Long Beach in the second half, 47-28 right now. South Dakota State's up 46-37 on North Dakota State, 13 minutes left. They're underway now. I'm going to watch this game at some point. San Diego State and Arizona State, 10-2 Aztecs out of the gates with, I don't know, 5 minutes into the game. So the Aztecs leading the Sun Devils early in Tempe. And then earlier, Ohio beat Purdue Northwest by 20. And then Buffalo over Mercyhurst, 81-64. None of these scores matter. Here you go. North Dakota and South Dakota. I had North Dakota plus 3.5. They win outright by 4. And then Coppin State, I had them plus 16.5 against Greensboro. They covered. They won 85-80 over Greensboro. Troy beat North Alabama 62-57. Ole Miss blew out Jackson State. I told you I didn't want anything to do with that game. 80-45, Ole Miss wins. I gave you Minnesota drop 19. They blow out UM Kansas City 90-61. I had Riverside minus 7.5 against the Rattlers, or Lumberjacks, whatever the hell they call them, at Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks. Riverside wins at 74-50 and covers the 7.5. And Western Kentucky by 2 over Gardner Webb. There you go. Everything else was canceled because of the Hanta, also known as the COVID. It's not known as the Hanta. We just call it the Hanta. College Rack. I know Carver High loves betting on College Rack. So tomorrow, Nova and Georgetown on the floor. St. John's and Seton Hall. How about this one? 4:30 tomorrow, Carver High. A little Johnny's and Pirates. You like that?
Yeah, it's nice. We said this the other day. It's good to have some sports again while Coast to Coast is actually on, like we did during the NHL and NBA bubbles. So college basketball helping us out with some afternoon games.
So Nebraska and Creighton tomorrow at Creighton. Iona and Fairfield. You know what's weird? Iona's favored by 2.5 in that game. I keep betting on Iona, and all they do is lose. So, I mean, twice I've seen them lose, right? So the two times I bet on them, they lose. And then I'm just looking for anything else that looks decent tomorrow. Southern Illinois and Murray State. How about Kansas State? They're playing Milwaukee. How do you think they'll respond after losing to Fort Hays State the other night? Let's see what they do. Iowa State and Iowa tomorrow on the Big Ten Network. That one at 9 Eastern. Marquette and UCLA at Pauley. UCLA laying 4.5. Marquette's a good team. That's a long road trip, isn't it, for them to go out there and beat UCLA? What do you think, Carver High? Do you think Marquette can dance with them in Lipstick City?
Very much so. That game might be somewhere else. I'll have to double check because I know they play these games all over the place now. But if they got even going out there, I think they could dance with them.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm like, let's see if I can get anything here. It's at Pauley tomorrow night, 9:30.
There you go. How about that?
And then San Jose State and St. Mary's. St. Mary's is tough again. They're 5-1 already. So let me ask you this question, just on the surface. By the way, the Rams have the ball 3rd and 1 at the 4-yard line of the Patriots. And if they stuff it in here, you can say good night, Irene. I think they're short on the run. It's going to be 4th and a foot. They're definitely short. So 4th and a foot, you got to go for it up 17-3, don't you, Carver High?
Yeah, I think this is definitely a go for it spot. 4th and 1, you're inside the 5. The Patriots haven't done anything on offense. You go for the hammer right here.
Go for the hammer. So anyway, what I was going to say is the whole thing about, you know, college sports, right? And like the NFL, okay? So, and, you know, frankly, NBA, they start preseason tomorrow, right? There's games. They're actually playing NBA basketball tomorrow night, which is a beautiful thing. What I do in those circumstances is that I pretend like they're regular season games. I just don't care if it's, you know, if it's preseason, I just pretend like it isn't. And I watch the game and I don't care what happens. Because all I know is I want to watch some NBA games. That's it. I don't care if it.
We do have lines for these games. I mean, they're happening. We have them. FanDuel's got, you know, the Knicks getting 4 in Detroit tomorrow night.
What are the other lines? Do you have them all? The Clippers, Lakers? What is that? Right?
I do. I have the Hawks -4.5 against the Magic.
Right.
We've got the Rockets -1 at Chicago. You've got the Clippers -2 against the Lakers. Clippers are favorite. And
right.
You've got the Trailblazers -5 against Sacramento at night. So there you go.
Wow.
NBA Rack back in the mix tomorrow night. NBA Rack preseason.
What do you think of betting on preseason games?
Absolutely not. I can't do it. I know.
Dangerous way to make a living.
Oh, real dangerous way. Preseason NBA, preseason NFL, preseason hockey, spring training baseball. It's a very dangerous game. Especially when you don't know.
Slippery slope.
You don't know who's going to play. You don't know how long they're going to play. You don't know if they care if they're playing. You don't know if you've got some 13th dude on the bench trying to make the team who decides tonight's the night I'm going to go off on all these guys that don't care. There's too many unknowns involved in these preseason games to get any action on them. I know there's people who love doing it. I personally can't get involved.
Who do you like in those games? Are you willing to, even though you're not going to bet them, we're going to bet on them anyway right now. So
I like
the Knicks.
I like the Knicks getting 4 tomorrow night. There you go.
Don't you like every team that sucks to win in the preseason?
This is how you play these games. Take the teams getting the points.
take the team that sucks because they always do well in the preseason. And then the minute the regular season starts, they start losing again.
Yeah. Just take the dogs in these games. If you really need to bet them, just take the team getting the points.
Do the Lakers beat the Clippers when they don't care at all?
No, they're not even playing. AD and LeBron aren't playing. That's impossible. Is Kawhi playing? I doubt he's playing. I mean, Kawhi.
They
got to take him out of the isolation chamber before. But he's not ready to go yet. He's in the carbon like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back. They got to take him out of the carbon chamber before opening night. He's still got to get him ready. He's not ready to go yet. He's frozen
down.
In carbonite.
Wait a minute. What is this called? There's a penalty. Do we got motion or do we got encroachment?
Oh, it's on the Pats. Oh.
Oh, the humanity. First down. Offside defense. Automatic first down. Half the distance to the goal, right? That's
he
what
jumped.
That is. Hawks and Magic in Hot Town. I'm thinking, I may go with the Hawks there. Trey and company, all those new guys playing down there.
You know who's going to be excited to play tomorrow night, Scotty? Here's an angle for you. I found an angle for the NBA preseason. The teams that didn't get to play in the bubble are going to be hyped up to finally get back on the court. The Knicks, the Hawks, these teams that didn't get to play in Orlando, those are the teams to bet the first preseason game, Scotty. There you go.
I like that. I like that. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp, they're saying. He caught it. He may not have got both feet down. I got to see it again. Rockets, Bulls in Chicago. Now, everyone and their brother is going to bet the Rockets, right, with John Wall and Boogie. But watch the Bulls beat them. Kings and Blazers. There's no way I'm taking the Kings over the Blazers.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Rams, Cup, both feet were in. 24-3 now. They're shredding the Patriots in the third quarter in Lipstick City at SoFi. And it is all L.A. all night at this point. The amazing Joe Lisi joins us from College Football Today to do our annual trip through and weekly trip through college football for this weekend. He's on the bench now. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Scotty? Another crazy Thursday, right? My Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets put me on life support here.
Listen, I told you. Did I not just tell you again on Coast to Coast?
Crazy.
Like, you and Carver High go into the well with the rambling wreck every week, and all they do is let you down.
Did you see this touchdown? Unbelievable. But they gave up a touchdown. They had one timeout left. They let the kid run 30 yards for a touchdown. Amazing. Amazing. I need Jeff Sims here to lead the comeback, but we'll see what plays out.
Who's got the ball?
Georgia Tech. They'll have the ball after the two-point conversion, so we'll see. They're down, I don't know, I'm on a delay, so they're down 12 with the two-pointer coming.
Oh, well, they just converted. It's 34-20 from where I stand. They already converted.
Yeah, so there it is. Right, it's crazy. Crazy. Only can happen in college football.
So, I mean, there's 2 minutes left, and I was laying seven. I think what did it go to, 7.5 today?
It did. It did on FanDuel. They punched it up to 7.5 at about, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been there ever since. So, late money came in on Pittsburgh around 1:30. They pushed it up.
I hit Southern Miss tonight, too. I was on Coast to Coast today. Carver High, God is my witness. I told you. You can't give them 9, 8.5, 9. I think it went to 9.5 with FAU. I said, they're not covering that number at Hattiesburg. So, and I don't even think they're good, but that was a dangerous smelling game to me. And I took Southern Miss and covered that spread. So let me look at your plays, because I know that Carver High sent it to me and a couple of the games got canceled. What's funny is I want to talk about that with you. The West Virginia, your best pick, you were taking them with 14. Now, last week, I took Iowa State, laid 6.5 against West Virginia. I am just not sold on West Virginia at all. And here's the reason I like Oklahoma in that game that they're not going to play. Because I know they're not playing. But here's what's going to happen, Joe. Oklahoma just won the game 31-10, okay? Because West Virginia sucks, and Oklahoma's not only going to kick their ass in the game they didn't play, but they're going to kick Iowa State's ass in the Big 12 championship game, too. How do you like them apples?
Well, I mean, it's a rematch, right? And you would think that Oklahoma would learn in terms of the adjustments that they did make in the second half against Brock Purdy and Breece Hall. Spencer Rattler does have more experience from that first game. We'll see. I mean, this Iowa State team, Scotty, on a defensive perspective, they do not give up a lot of big plays. And I think that's the one thing that you want to watch, you know, with Oklahoma's offense. Obviously, Oklahoma running the football more effectively now. So that'll be the matchup. I mean, if Iowa State's underdogs, I'm still going to look to take them. I still like the leadership of Purdy and the crew, but well, anything could happen in college football. You know that.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen is that Oklahoma has been playing great football for 6 weeks. They started the season terribly with a fat girlfriend, and then they're going to end it with the supermodel eating sushi, like the kid from UNLV below deck when he was eating the sushi off the supermodel. Oklahoma is going to win that. And then, I mean, they're going to steamroll them. And then they're going to go play in a bowl game. And whoever they play in a bowl game, they're going to kick their ass, too. And they're going to end up 8-2. That'll be that. Because I think they've
turned it around. Yeah, I mean, they're playing well right now. I'm not going to take away from when Lee Riley and Oklahoma's done over the last, 5 weeks of the season. They've rolled everybody. And the key for me was that Bedlam brawl when they faced a very physical defensive front. Oklahoma State, they throttled them. So, I mean, I think it would have been a tough game with West Virginia at home, but, we won't get to see. But that's still a great Big 12 championship game going up against Matt Campbell and the crew. And it could be the future head coach of Michigan in terms of Matt Campbell and Iowa State.
Wait a minute. Did you see that hot chick just playing a heavy metal guitar in a Rams game? Carver, why did you see that? I need to hook up with that chick. What is up with that? She was just shredding. She was really putting on a show for me, and it was almost like a way hotter version than Slash on the metal guitar at the Rams game. I didn't know they allowed that at football games. That's fantastic. All right, so Washington +6 against Oregon. The game has been canceled. I'm with you, Joe. I think Washington covers the wood in that game. I'm exact same with you on that bet. I like that bet, and they're not going to play. But at the end of the day, neither one of those teams matter, do they? All right, so let's talk about your other ones, which are going to happen, okay? Arkansas 32 and Bama, best pick. I'm with you on that, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, here's the way I look at that game. Obviously, they dominated LSU back-to-back rivalry games. They have the SEC championship. I mean, I think Alabama starts fast just like they do in each and every week, and they rest their starters in the second half. They don't want to get anybody hurt for that championship game against the Gators. And keep in mind that Alabama went into Fayetteville about 2 years ago as a 34.5-point favorite. They did not cover that matchup, won the game by 34. So that's a big spread that I'm looking to Felipe Franks and Arkansas to cover that number, Scotty.
I'm with you, bro. Let's see. Oklahoma State -4.5 over Baylor. I just have to you tell me about that game, and I'll find it here somewhere. Oklahoma State and Baylor. There's so many games that I bet that I got.
7 o'clock. Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock night game.
Oklahoma State and Baylor. So how come I haven't been able to find that one? So you're on. Let's see. You're on Oklahoma State to cover the 4.5.
Yeah, I really like that. That's one of my – I mean, I really feel strongly about Oklahoma State. Line opened up at around 5.5. They bet it down to 4.5. Baylor's, played them very tough in recent years. But, it's back-to-back road games for Oak State. Did not look good against TCU. A lot of seniors on that team. Dylan Stoner, Tylan Wallace, Chuba Hubbard, all those players not playing and finally playing their last game. They did not look good. I think they throttled Baylor. Offensive line, huge concern for Baylor. 27 sacks allowed. Big edge for the Oak State defense. So I like them in that matchup to roll by double digits.
Yeah, I was with them as well. Oklahoma State, I was laying 6 when it opened. Now at 4.5, I like them even better. Okay, Vatek. -1.5 over Virginia. You have that as a best pick. I don't have any faith whatsoever in Virginia Tech. I bet against them every week and make money. I'm going to bet against them again. I'm going to take Bronco and Virginia to win that game outright. I'm getting 2. So
yeah,
I took Virginia.
Yeah, it's up to 3. It's actually up to 3 now. I mean, here's the thing. I was on Virginia last week against Boston College. They're 0-3 on the road straight up this year. Have not played well on the road away from Charlottesville. They haven't won in Virginia Tech and Blacksburg since 1998. So that's another trend why I like and favor the Hokies in that Virginia Tech has dominated the series up until last year. That game was won last year on Bryce Perkins' mobility. I'm taking Hendon Hooker and the crew. I just think they can find a way to get it done over Virginia this weekend.
I don't understand how they haven't won a game there since 98. Christ, they're not that good. Like, I mean, who hasn't won a game in Blacksburg since 98? Are you kidding me? How bad does Virginia suck?
Well, they had a 14-game losing streak to the Cavaliers to the Hokies before they snapped it last year. So, you look at this, series as a whole, they've had some you know, when Mike London was there, they weren't very good, and Beamer was there, they just dominated the series. So, you know, you got to remember, Al Groh was there in the early part of 2000s. He was a terrible coach for the Cavaliers. Terrible.
Al Groh.
Al Groh, I'll tell you again, when I was working for ABC, you want to hear how bad Al Groh was? Al Groh was playing Wisconsin, right? Al Groh was playing Wisconsin. They were catching 8.5 in the ballgame. They were down, what was the score? They were down by 16. They score a touchdown in Madison. He kicks the extra point to be down by 9. That's what Al Groh did in the last minute of that ball game. Look it up. 2001, Al Groh on the road against Wisconsin. That's how stupid of a coach Al Groh was in Charlottesville.
That is awesome. Tomorrow, I think there's a really good game. Nevada and San Jose State. That game's at night, 10 Eastern on CBS Sports Network. 6-1 Nevada against unbeaten San Jose State. I'll tell you what I did in that game. Joe, I'm pretty sure I took Nevada on Friday night. Let me just double check. I took Nevada to win outright. It was 2.5 when it opened up, and I grabbed it. I think Nevada's going to hand San Jose State in their building their first loss.
Yeah, I lean to San Jose State. Not one of my better picks. I would give the quarterback advantage to Nevada and Carson Strong. I give the offense and defensive line play the advantage to San Jose State. We'll see how it plays out. Should be a great game. I lean to San Jose State in that matchup, though, Scotty.
So you took Carver High. What'd you say to me? Something about where's
the
game?
Yeah, San Jose State can't play at home because of the issues in Santa Clara County. So they're playing that game at Sam Boyd in Vegas between San Jose State.
Oh, God. So they'll have all that Silver State juice behind them. Give me Nevada, San Jose State. You're going to see all those hookers at the airport. They have no chance. Speaking of leg, we're going to come back and ask Joe if he's getting any during this horrible COVID pressure. All right, for On a Bench, Carver High with the inside skinny. It appears that our boy Blue has checked in with important inside information.
Yes, he has. Mike Blue was listening when you mentioned the guitar player at the Ram game. That is the great Nita Strauss, who is actually, Scotty, the guitar player in Alice Cooper's band. So she shreds for Alice Cooper, and she plays at the Ram home games this year and next year. So nice job by our boy Blue checking in with Nita Strauss, who was on the TV playing at the Ram.
I've actually seen her jam for Alice Cooper, and I've seen her on stage with Alice Cooper doing his tour, one of them. I've seen her perform with him before, for sure. I don't know. Recently, I've seen her do something, so I do figured out after you told me that who she is, and I remember her now, obviously, seeing her play. I didn't know who she was then either. I'm just like, who's this smoke show jamming with Alice Cooper? And then I see her doing the Rams game, and you tell me who she is, and I figured it out. That's fantastic. Speaking of leg, Joe Lisi is with us. He's the Dr. Zhivago of leg. He gets a lot of leg. He's on a mission from God to score. And I want to know, how have the conditions been, Joe, with dating during the Hanta, the Pharrell-demic?
They've been difficult. Slippery and wet, Scotty. That's, tread at your own, your own caution there. It's been hard. It's been hard. It's a crazy, crazy environment. Bars and restaurants, they close down at 10.
So you can't score. And then when you ask chicks out, they don't want to go because they don't want to go to restaurants and bars and stuff like that. Like, what do you do, Joe? You're under a tremendous strain.
It's crazy, Scotty. I tell you, it's a crazy, crazy environment lately. That's why I watch college football until about 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't have a problem with that. All right, Arizona State and Arizona tomorrow night, Joe. I know they're both awful.
Yeah. horrible. But I go with the more physical team. I can't bet Arizona in that game. I just can't. You know, I'm not. That's the game I'm not touching. Arizona jumped out on Colorado. They didn't score in the second half, basically outside of field goal. They're soft. Kevin Sumlin's on the way out. I'll take Herm Edwards. I'll take my chances with Arizona State laying the wood in that matchup.
Let me ask you this question. How do you feel about this red carpet treatment Ohio State's getting for everything? For the Big Ten championship game, the fact that they're just, I mean, they're in the playoff, playing five games, they're in the playoff. It seems to me like they were going to put them in the playoff if they lost all five games. That's how I feel right now about Ohio State, that they're just getting preferential treatment, and I think it's BS. Inject swearing here.
I'm with you. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, they're basing everything off of last year in terms of them pushing Clemson to the limit and losing that matchup in the semifinal playoff game 29-23. If you look at your alma mater and the fact that they put up 490 total yards on that secondary, five touchdowns on through the air with Penix. I mean, they pushed them to the limit. Michigan State's a one-dimensional offense. I'm not so sure they're one of the top four teams. I still say I think Florida's better than them at this point in the season. People might argue that. I just think they have a better offense, a more consistent offense. And if they got into a shootout, I'd feel more confident with Florida going up against Ohio State than vice versa. So we'll see how it plays out. I mean, it's going to be a tough game against Northwestern. They're a blue-collar club. They played them tough a few years ago with Clayton Dorsen. They didn't cover that matchup, fell apart in the fourth quarter. But this is going to be a tough matchup for Ohio State. Lower-scoring game, Northwestern has a chance to at least cover that number.
Wow. Do you believe that, Carver Hyde, that Northwestern's going to shut down Ohio State in the Big Ten title game? Here's what I think. I think Ohio State's going to beat their ass, and I think that that Illinois is going to give Northwestern problems this Saturday.
Well, I just think that can they slow them down, quote-unquote? Northwestern's defense is very good. I think that they can maybe cut Ohio State from, instead of scoring 50, they could score 28 or 31. But here's the problem. Northwestern can't score. I just don't know how they could score more than 10 or 14 points against a team like Ohio State. That's the issue.
So, Joe, tell me this. Go ahead.
That is the issue. No, I just think that they have to get them into an ugly game. They have to force an ugly game against Justin Fields, and they can't get into a shootout with Payne Ramsey. But anything's possible. I mean, it's a contrast in style. So I agree with Carver. They can't get into a shootout and allow, you know, Ohio State to roll them 48-21, and that they have no shot to win that type of game. They can hold Ohio State 28-31. They might, and they're going to be catching double digits. So they have an opportunity to cover that number. Plus, a lot of the money's going to roll in on Ohio State. And I can't back a team where 90% of the money is coming in, especially in Vegas and New Jersey. So I'll look to Northwestern in that matchup just to cover the number.
One of those games, they blew out Maryland Northwestern, but every other game they played was like relatively close. Iowa was a one-point game, 8-point game with Nebraska, 7-point game with Purdue. 10-point win over Wisconsin. I'll give them that one, that was impressive for me. And then they lose to Michigan State. So I'm not sure I buy how good they are. In fact, I think Indiana, obviously they're in the same side in the Big Ten, but I think Indiana's better than Northwestern. I would rather see, and I'm not going to see it, but I'd rather see Indiana play Ohio State again. And I think if they played him again, they'd be, you know, beat by two touchdowns this time, not one. I think Ohio State had beat them by two a second time. The reason they lost by seven was Penix, and he's gone. Now it's Tuttle. I don't think Tuttle can hang with Ohio State. All right, let's look at the rest of these games. So who do you like in that Illinois-Northwestern game on Saturday at Ryan Field at noon? Do you think Illinois can cover the 14.5, or do you think they get whacked? Because it doesn't seem like Northwestern whacks anybody.
No, they can cover the 14.5. They did it a couple of years ago in Evanston. They were catching 17.5, 18, and they lost that game by 8. So that Brandon and Peters, that offensive line, they're a blue-collar team as well. They jumped up on Iowa, couldn't close the door. Iowa has a much more physical offensive line, and they wore them down. But they can cover that number against Northwestern. And is Northwestern looking ahead at the Big Ten championship game, you know, against Ohio State? Do they rest players? That would always be a concern for me in terms of this matchup with Illinois.
You took Navy in the 7 spot against Army. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Navy this weekend. I think their defense is playing lights out, especially on the, in terms of run support. Last two games, 2.8, 2.9 yards allowed in terms of that defense. And again, Army coming out of a bye week. I watched Army and I bet against them earlier part of the year when they played Tulane. They came out flat. I think Navy can pass on them. And I think they can utilize the play-action passing game. They have a better passing attack than Army does, more experience at the quarterback position with Xavier Arlean and Morris, their other quarterback. So, again, playing at home, Army playing at home, I think Navy brings their A game, plus 7 in a rivalry game. I think it's high scoring as well, Scotty. 14 straight unders. I'm bucking the trend. I'm going over in this matchup.
Listen to him, Carver High. Your boy, Joe. And then Carver High just threw 9 more passes to his daughter with a Nerf ball in his basement than Navy will throw in the next 5 years. Navy throwing the ball.
That's true.
That's funny. Navy's going to throw the ball. I mean, honest to God, Lamar Jackson throws the ball better. All right, here we go. Miami and North. I don't buy any of that Navy, but I love your explanation. I think it's fantastic. Grade A, top shelf. Miami, I mean, the skinny that you just brought on Navy, I haven't heard that much about Navy. I never knew, Joe, that you could take me to the limits with Navy. Miami and North Carolina in Hard Rock. My Canes are 8-1, and I literally, it's sexual for me at this point.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Does it? And you know about, you know, and thoughts out to Al Blades. I know you're close with Benny Blades in terms of his son with that. You know, he's out for the rest of the year
right, with
the heart condition due to COVID. So hopefully, you know, he recovers. They said 3 months. Hopefully it's shorter than that. But, you know, the leader out of that secondary, I mean, what's the mindset for Miami? I know they're 8-1. I get it. But no ACC championship, no opportunity to play in the playoff. They lost this game by 3 last year. I think it's going to be a very close game, but I give the edge to Sam Howell. I think they're playing with house money in the sense of, you know, I think Miami might come out a tad flat in this ball game. I could be wrong. I know they dominated Duke in that matchup last week, but that was a Duke team. This offense for North Carolina will challenge them vertically. I think the total is a live play. I mean, it opened up at around 66. They bet it up to 68. It's settled in now around 67.5. I like the over, and I like North Carolina plus the 3. I think they can win the game outright, Scotty.
Wow, you really make me sick to my stomach. I'm gonna go. Miami wins, and then Miami beats Georgia Tech's ass, and they go 10-1, and then they win the Orange Bowl by 20, and everybody drinks tequila with Presidente washers to splash it down, Carver High style. Canes have their best season. Then they convince King and Bishop to come back and play another season, and then they win the national championship, their 6th. It'll be fantastic. And while they're at it, I hope they beat Ohio State in the game to make up for that 2001 ref Porter in the end zone who butchered that call. Anyway, sorry about that, Joe. I get emotional.
That's all right.
Let me see.
We're,
is there any
love
other
the rants.
Is there any other game that really stands out to you, Joe, that I'm missing? Because I'm just looking. How about this one? San Diego State and BYU with that 16 spot the Aztecs are getting.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I mean, I think there's the tendency for BYU to come out flat, nothing to play for in that matchup. So I like San Diego State, you know, and Brady Hoke in that ballgame. I think they match up very well with their rushing attack. So I'll be looking to take the 16.5 points in that ballgame. 2 overs I like. I mean, you can look to. I like the over in Houston-Memphis. Brady White's last game there in terms of Memphis, you know, typically high-scoring games. And I like the over in Auburn-Mississippi State at night. I know you think I'm crazy with that one, but I think they go well over the 49.5 total Saturday night in Starkville.
I don't think you're crazy at all with that play. Who do you like to win that Memphis game?
Memphis, I would take the points with Memphis. I have no confidence in Dana Holgorsen in Houston. So, you know, Brady White, I think, is a much better quarterback than Clayton Tune in that offense. I know they've been struggling in recent weeks, but I think they get straight against Houston's defense Saturday afternoon.
Utah State, Colorado State at Fort Collins. Jesus lives there, by the way. And they're giving them 13.5. The Aggies are getting 13.5. I don't think the Colorado State Rams can beat themselves by 13.5.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you know, Utah State playing very well in recent weeks. You know, they've shown more consistency. I like the quarterbacks, Peasley there, their rushing attack. I would take the 13.5 with that ball game, Scotty.
You know, Joe, I got to run, but you have noticed how much cleaner the broadcast was tonight as opposed to previous attempts from the 1 yard line to score. When we've done it in the final hour of the show, we've had our problems like Cam Newton converting on 4th and 1. But tonight, when we had you in the first hour, it was Mean Gene style Okerlund clean. Mean Gene. Sounded good, didn't it, Joe?
And I'm not even wearing my kilt like Roddy.
There's my guy, my dude, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, have a great weekend, brother. Good luck with the tail. Check out. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Rams 24-3, 5.5 to go, and the Rock. This game's iced, Carver High. Rams will win and cover. The 4.5, I had it originally at 6, and I was willing to lay the 6 when it opened up, right? And then at 4.5, I said today on Coast to Coast, I like it even better. So Rams to win and cover. I have been on fire hitting NFL games of late. Last week, whatever, you know, this is a new week here to me, right? So Thursday night's the new week. So week 13, I was 67% of my bets hit. And I hit everything. I mean, down the pike, right? Like, at the end of the day, the Bills, Washington covered, Bills win and cover, Ravens, that was Tuesday night, winning and laying 8.5, 9. And then, I hit so many games. Packers and laid the 8, Giants with the 10, Rams win over the Cards, Colts and the cover, Vegas, Vikes, Fins. Browns cover, Saints cover, Pats cover. I told you the Washington game, that move was my number one play, getting the points against the Steelers, even at 6. I got it at 10 when it opened, documented all of it. So I've been hitting games left and right. I'll hit this game tonight. I didn't think that was anything to brag about tonight. Although I did believe, I will say this, I thought that the Patriots would play better. I didn't think they'd get beat 24-3. I thought they would be in the game. I thought the number was dangerous. You know, I was hoping that the Rams would win by 7-10. That's what I was thinking the game would be, more of a 7-10 point game at worst. I didn't think the Patriots would win, but the way they looked against the Chargers, I thought that they could have done anything. I mean, they kicked the Chargers' ass. Who's to say they weren't going to come out tonight and have a good game the way they've been playing lately? They've been playing a lot better lately, but the Rams, their 9th win tonight in the bag.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.